Of Fire and Night, The Saga of Seven Sons, Book 5, by Kevin J. Anderson. To Deb Ray, who was a dear friend long before she became such a devoted fan. The story so far. The ongoing titanic war between the alien Hydrogues and the Pharaohs had already extinguished suns and destroyed planets. Determined not to be trampled on the galactic battlefield, the various groups of humans developed new weapons and forged powerful alliances. The Hansa, led by Chairman Basil Wenceslas, ordered the Earth Defense Forces, EDF, to employ more Clickus torches, the super weapon with which they had unwittingly triggered the Hydrogue War 8 years earlier. The EDF also built armored rammer ships for suicide missions, crewing each rammer with expendable soldier compies and a token human commander, one of whom was the Romer recruit, Tasia Tamblyn. On the home front, repeated failures drove Chairman Basil Wenceslas to make impulsive, often damaging decisions. King Peter and Queen Astara rebelled against Basil's authority, which increased the animosity between the chairman and the royal couple. When Basil ordered the queen to terminate her new pregnancy because the unexpected baby did not fit with his plans, she and Peter leaked news of her condition to the media through the secret assistance of Deputy Eldred Kane. With such an outpouring of public joy, Basil could not force the queen to have an abortion, but punished her indiscretion by slaughtering Astara's beloved pet dolphins. The spoiled and uncooperative Prince Daniel, Basil's choice to be the next king, escaped from the Whisper Palace. After quite a scandal, the prince was recaptured and forced to make a public apology. To keep Daniel from causing...